It is Fun Friday. It's the Ramble, the 6 o'clock Ramble. 1-300-736-736. Join us. Not particularly interested in sport at the moment. 0433981116. We'll get there. It's Music Friday too, Wisp.
Yes, and our theme this morning is rap.
What?
Our theme this morning is rap.
Don't tell me T Dollar and G Money are back.
No, there's a reason for this. It's got something to do with Matty Johns having a hip hop operation. Yeah, so he's had a hip operation, so we're doing a little bit of hip hop this morning.
Jeez, that's a stretch.
It is a stretch.
It's the biggest stretch of the week.
It'll be a while before he can stretch. Now, where do you want to start this morning?
Well, wherever you want to start.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that we need to talk about. We actually shared, we didn't share a meal last night. We almost shared a meal. We shared the dinner table for a little while last night. That was nice to catch up with you.
Misuzu in Albert Park, your neck of the woods.
Yeah. No, just walking past there, and there's Gary. And
you weren't working past, I text you.
No, but I was going in there to get my takeaway anyway, and you just happened to still be there. So I sat down. We had a glass, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
That was nice.
It was
nice
beautiful.
Little chat with Timbo, Nikki.
When you dine like that, there's one or two ways you can dine with a group of people. You either order your own stuff and eat it, or if you're going all in, then you got to order big.
Yeah.
I hate it when people just order stuff and then everyone looks at each other and go, I only take a little bit of that and a little bit of that. Then it becomes, we're all good friends here last night, so it didn't matter. But you got to order big so you can then eat big. That's my theory.
I agree with you 100%. What did you order there last night at Mizuzu's? Great little Japanese restaurant.
Lobster prawn dumplings.
Oh, crikey. They were the special, were they? They were written up on the board behind you?
Special board. Lamb, some sort of lamb dish, teriyaki chicken, which you had to have, and then a beautiful seafood curry, like a seafood hot pot curry.
Lovely.
Delicious.
Was that enough, and did Shin look after you nicely?
Oh, Shin was excited to have some celebrity in, he said. I said, but Tim comes in, he goes,
B grade.
Bit of A grade stuff. that was nice.
Was Dusty there last night? He's often there eating too.
Is he? It's not my area, so it's your area.
Normally eats outside. He likes to be outside for a quick getaway.
Wet and cold and raining last night. So we didn't have a Lang. Now, Kaz from Kilmore said it's not Lang Meal.
No.
The Grenache. I think it's pronounced Lang Mile. But someone's picked one up, a bottle. I picked up a bottle and had a sip last night on my recommendation and says I picked it up last night, Kaz, and not a bad drop at all.
What were you drinking last night? That was a nice Shiraz.
It was a Heathcote Shiraz that Shin brought out. It was beautiful.
It was lovely.
A little bit dusty this morning. Not a very good drink at me, Tim.
No, that's okay. You don't drink often, though, do you?
No, I do not.
And you you had a somber sort of a week in the end, didn't you?
Yep.
Wednesday and a Thursday funeral services. So everything go okay yesterday?
Yeah. It was a sad day, of course. But, we got through okay. So,
okay.
We move.
Yeah, we move on. I went up to Wood End yesterday to visit my old mate, Alec Eppis, up at his vineyard.
Cooker.
Yeah, it's always an entertaining day up there. He cooked me lunch. He cooked he cooked the minestrone 2 days ago for me.
Beautiful.
And then he just lets it sit for a couple of days.
Yeah, beans in it?
Yeah, it's Italian. He always has beans.
Yeah.
Always.
How old is he?
83.
So he cooked you the dinner at the two-courser.
And then his special chicken recipe that he gave, it came from his village, right? So this is from Bergamo up in the north of Italy.
Yeah.
And he got it from a friend up there. And so he had that written down. I took a photo of it, but I'm probably not allowed to share it with anyone. But it's got... it's got... it's a base of... it starts with bacon and onion and a bit of garlic thing. And then
a bit of cream?
Adds the cream right at the end. It was absolutely magnificent. Maybe a touch overcooked, but
was he using the thigh or the breast?
Part of the breast, yeah. Beautiful.
That's easily overcooked.
Yeah. No, it was beautiful. It was absolutely magnificent. And then just washed it down with a little bit of his Chardonnay. He makes a great Chardonnay. He makes a great Pinot too, but a great Chardonnay. But it was funny. Like, he's telling his story. He loves to tell the old stories about footy and stuff like that. And he was telling me how to get noticed when you played footy. There's a bloke called Donnie Furness. Don Furness played for Fitzroy. He had a sports store in Puckle Street in Mooney Ponds. Yeah. And so Don told him very early in the piece that if he wanted to get noticed when he played, and even at training, that he needed to get himself some long bandage, the white bandage.
Ankle bandage.
Ankle. And wrap it on the outside of the sock. Make sure you wash it after every training session, after every game, so it's nice and white. And then when you go out to training on the Thursday night back in the day, just make sure you do a couple of run-throughs in front of the stand, because that's where the selectors congregate on the Thursday night.
Oh, that is funny.
And the reason why he told me the story yesterday was because he's helping out this young kid up in Wood End.
Right.
And he was telling him the same thing.
Don't you tell me he went and bought some ankle bandages.
No, you need to get noticed. So this kid went and bought himself a bright pair of pink boots.
Your pink boot is the equivalent, the modern day ankle bandage.
And also just Adam up there. We had to go and see Adam in the produce store in Wood End yesterday, who listens to our program. He's been inspired by your farm talk.
Has he?
Yeah, very much so. He said there's a lot of people up that way that are actually potentially selling their farms around there and buying properties near the sea after you talked about how you run your lambs through the ocean just to salt them a little bit.
I can't remember saying that.
He said they think about going one step further and planting fields of rosemary too, so that they just,
and mint.
They just run the lamb into the ocean, salt it, and then just give it a bit of a whiff through the rosemary field.
Speaking of pretend farming, I had one of the greats yesterday, Brian Taylor, the big bristle, was caught up with him yesterday. He's one of the great pretend farmers of all time. Well, not that we're pretend farmers. Yes, Johnny from Epping is going to be on today, everyone. He's on at 7:40. We've established that we share him with Rexy Hunt, he's been with for a long time, but he'll clear that up for you today when he does his great big rap. I see you're into outright second on the tipping, which is a good result. You're only one off the pace, given that you are the reigning champion, reigning home and away champion. You lost the overall by a toss of the coin with Nick Revolt, but you've dropped him off.
Where's Rui these days?
He's bottom rung Rui, isn't he?
Is he?
You think he's bottom rung Rui?
Yep, Dermot. Bottom rung?
I have to get it up. I think he's bottom rung Dermot. You've left him in your wake.
Oh, it's very close. It's very tight.
You're one off the top.
Yeah, I am. But I think Jared's on the second row. He had a niner last week, and he couldn't even make it to the top tier.
I was driving past late on Sunday. I saw smoke coming out of this house in the inner eastern suburb. It was Jared out the back with his pipe.
He would have been.
He had a
springy
niner.
Step all week, yeah.
How good was that?
Johnny Ralph had a niner last week.
Ralphie did.
Yeah.
Good on him. Did you see, if you want to know how your footy team's going at the moment, you go to your time slot. You go to your TV guide and you look at your TV guide with the rolling fixture going around. You don't need to look at a ladder anymore. Mm. You just go to the fixture and you go, oh, geez, Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock or Sunday afternoon.
Up Broadway.
Because you alerted me to Collingwood and Sydney. 1:45 on Saturday at the SCG.
When was the last time you reckon Sydney played that slot? It may not be that long ago, but it just seems like that's the wrong slot for them.
Collingwood Sydney has, I don't know, we might do some homework out the back there, Ollie. They have been a Friday, Saturday night job up in Sydney. That's sort of the marquee, the supporters along, get Collingwood to play Sydney up in Sydney, in a marquee slot.
That's right. I tell you what, if it's a nice sunny day up there in Steak and Kidney tomorrow, good luck getting people to the footy at 1:45 on a Saturday afternoon.
Right. Off we go.
Off we go. Off we go. We're not going to go into any more detail about this, but Benny Gay, we will later. He's not happy either with the fact that Richmond have been scheduled to play at Marvel Stadium.
I am that far close with Benny Gale on this. There's no footy at the MCG this weekend. Is that right?
I didn't know that there was any Saturday night. No. So.
Or Sunday, maybe Melbourne.
Sunday, the Melbourne-Carlton game would be at the MCG.
So none on Friday or Saturday at the MCG. And the Tigers are playing, hosting the Giants at Marvel.
That's right. And Benny Gale has made the point. He said, look, this is not about us not being able to play in our own dunghill. This is about fans, because our fans don't want to go to Marvel and they have a better viewing opportunity. It's easier for them to get to the MCG. And it's about business too. Cost them money. They're not going to make the same amount of money by playing the game at Marvel Stadium.
It's about recouping. Don't forget what we've been through. Okay, there will be a reason. There'll be a contractual obligation that all the tenant clubs at the MCG have got to play at Marvel, or for whatever reason. can we park that for a year and just let the clubs recoup some of their losses over the past 12 or 18 months?
Well, you're asking the wrong person.
I have another question. I was obviously off the air yesterday. Shay Bolton didn't win the mark of the week.
No, it's voting. It's fan voting system.
What?
Well, it's a fan voting system. So you go online. So all the Collingwood fans got together and said, okay, let's go and vote for Majacek's mark. And he got 51% and the Shay Bolton mark got 40-something percent. So for this week, he gets mark of the round. But having said that, because everybody thought, hang on a minute, this can't be the case, that the greatest mark we've seen in a long time won't then qualify for mark of the year. But the AFL, clever people that they are. They have a couple little spots swinging at the end of the year. They can add a couple if they want to.
So it's a Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Well, come on, let's get fair dinkum. Let's.
Well, voting.
No. We've been on this. We went on this big time about a decent prize.
Mm.
At the moment, it's 10 grand.
10 grand. That's not enough.
Let's get fair dinkum and give it the. Yeah. Let's talk. We could talk to our great friends at Toyota, the rugged Toyota Hilux. The Rugged X, $75,000 worth.
Mm.
That is what should be given for mark and goal of the year.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't you reckon?
Oh, no, I agree. We talked about this, when was it, last week?
This happens, and clearly that's the mark of the week, and probably I hope it's going to be mark of the year, although I hope if it's not, then something else has happened extraordinary. But and we've got a Mickey Mouse situation that says, no, he's not even mark of the week.
Why don't we go back to the old world of sport type days? Can you remember how they used to decide the mark of the week, the mark of the round?
No.
They'd just have three or four nominations and then Louis might say, well, that's the mark. I think, well, maybe Jim Cleary or one of those guys would say, oh, that's the mark. Some of them were in slow.
Tim.
Some of them, because back in the day, not every game was broadcast. So some of those marks were in slow-mo.
Let's get a panel, a representative panel. Media. Former high-marking superstar,
Peter Knight,
Malcolm Blight or somebody like that?
Warwick. Someone.
Yeah.
A member of the public, a voting member of the public, and a panel of five. And go, righto, boys.
Each and every round.
Every round. Here's the 10. Here's the 10 of this weekend. Away you go. And then they come out and go, right, definitively, Shay Bolton is the mark of the round.
Yeah. It has to be the mark of the round.
God help me. That's a good mark, Brodie Majacek, by the way.
It was a very good mark. A very good mark.
Sydney Collingwood played 5:40 on a Thursday in round 10, 2020. That's okay. That was the COVID year. Before that, the last time they didn't play on a Friday or Saturday night was round 21, 2009. And before that, round 10, 2001.
Really?
Great work, Ollie. I hope that's spot on out there. That tells you something, doesn't it?
It does.
Twice in 20 years, they haven't been on a Friday or a Saturday night up in Sydney.
Extraordinary. Justin in Wandon, just quickly, because he's been hanging on there for a while now. Good morning to you, Justin.
G'day, Gary and Tim.
G'day.
It's magic round in the rugby league this weekend. All the games are being played in Brisbane. Why wouldn't the AFL do a double header at the SCG with GWS and Sydney or something along those lines? There's not one game of rugby league in Sydney. Not one game in New South Wales this weekend.
You can say it.
No, rugby league.
Rugby league.
That's a great point. That is a...
We didn't know that, Justin. That is amazing.
They've got their festival up there, haven't they? Good point. You're in the running for the call of the week, Justin. Well done. Fun Friday. The Ramble's off and racing. We're here for Kennard's Hire. Kennard's Make Trade Easy. Remember, struggling with back pain. Maybe we can send Patrick Cripps down there. Has he got a problem? Don't know. We'll have a chat about that later. Now's the time for Keezer.
Kennard's Hire is making trade easy with an express load and go service and heaps more.
Breakfast with Gary Ryan and Tim Watson.
Mike's going to protest on the back of our music choices today. Is that music?
That's a little bit of Kanye, yeah.
Really?
All the lights. We can find other stuff. I might have to help the boys out the back, I think.
Rap, hip-hop.
I just realised what we're working here.
That music is generated in a studio, like with bells and whistles in a studio, isn't it?
Yeah, most music is.
But have they got good voices?
Well, it depends. It's rap, so it's different. It's a different style of music, hip-hop music,
right.
Gary. Are you on to DJ Khaled yet? Have you come across him anywhere?
I safely can say no. What is he?
He's a guy, right? He produces music. Right. He doesn't sing. He can't dance. All he says on every record that somebody else is performing on is, "We the best, DJ Khaled. We the best."
Sounds like G Money and T Dollar.
That's exactly what he does.
What?
And then he sort of dances around the back of the film clip. I'm going to show you something during the next break. Anyway, I'm going to choose the next bit of music that we play. Man United, what's that, halftime score? They're playing against Liverpool. United, 1 and Liverpool are 2. They haven't won yet. They're 1. They put 1 in the back of the old onion bag at halftime.
Liverpool got 2.
Yeah, they've got 2. Yeah, that's right. So they've doubled United's score.
Did you see Danger's house?
Oh, yeah. That's a nice little
one. A nice shack down at Moggs Creek.
We say crib in the hip-hop world.
A nice crib down at Moggs Creek.
And a nice little crib, isn't it?
So he's documenting that on a social media. So like you can go and watch.
So he's inviting people in to view it, yes.
Yeah. So would you do that?
No.
Build a house?
No.
What's the advantage of that? Do you then get to do product placement?
I don't know, Gary.
I might be building a house soon. I want to know what the advantages of doing.
What the modern folk out there are doing to help them.
Yeah.
He's got a staircase to the stars, he has. Have you seen the spiral staircase on the outside of his building? It looks magnificent.
I love that grand designing home show.
Yeah, well, yes, I do too.
Have you seen the most recent episode?
No, don't tell me about it.
Just going to say, in terms of spiral staircases.
Oh, is that a spiral staircase too, is it?
Yeah.
I got the new TV installed yesterday.
Oh, you did? You've done that quietly.
I did have to do it quietly.
Well, what did you end up with?
A very nice TV.
We spent half our show on that.
I end up with a very nice TV set that I bought from the good guys in Brighton.
And hang on, you what?
I bought it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I paid good money for it.
As I told him umpteen times now, I pay for it.
And what's the style? What sort did you go with?
Sony.
And have you got it hang my TV style?
Yes, I've got it, but I'd already organised somebody else. So the people from the good guys organised Pete to come out and do it. Right. He did a great job.
And did they hook it up?
He had to.
You got Foxtel hooked up?
Yeah, I've got every. Well, I couldn't find Foxtel last night. But
what do you mean you couldn't find Foxtel?
I know it's there somewhere, but I couldn't hit the right button. But I tell you what, I don't have to watch everything in French anymore. I've found that right button.
That's good news.
Yeah, but I've still got all the text.
Oh, the CC.
Yeah. How do I get rid of that?
Closed caption.
Yeah, I've got all that still. I might leave that.
How many remotes?
I'm a bit hard of hearing, so I'd like to actually read the words.
How many remotes have you got working?
I've got 2.
Well, you got to get it all on the one remote.
No. You still need your Fox remote, and you have to have your other remote.
I
asked Pete that yesterday.
Oh, well, you turn your TV. I haven't got anything at the moment, but I used to only have one remote.
Right. Can I just say, in all seriousness,
okay. Straighten up.
There's no way known I could have programmed that TV myself. I'm being serious.
Well, that's not.
Honestly.
I don't think that's a stretch to get our head around, that you couldn't program your TV. You can't turn the internet on.
No, I think part-time he's an astronaut as well.
I don't think so. But I'm pleased that you got yourself sorted out.
You have to run everything back through your computer, and you've got to go back through your passwords, and everything has to be put into your TV set. It's extraordinary.
I'm not sure.
Goings on.
I don't think your computer plays a role in this.
It does.
In what way?
It does, Gary, because everything.
Why? I'm fascinated.
No, because if you've got like an Apple, through Sony, it's like an Apple connection to your TV. Therefore, you need to have your Wi-Fi password that goes into your TV.
That's not your computer. That's just your Wi-Fi password.
Well, that's what I meant.
Well, you said it runs through your computer.
Well, that's right. Well, it runs through your Wi-Fi.
Oh, no. Can't wait.
And then I didn't have a password. I had to call Susie. She's got the passwords.
Oh,
and Pete had to leave the room. Oh, it's a difficult situation. But anyway, we got there.
If I'm building my house, which I'm going to, if I put it out for tender on our program, we could get every job filled. Someone's recommending
for your build.
Format Group, a great builder on the peninsula.
Well,
that'd be an interesting process.
Well, you want to do a public tender here for your work?
No, I'm asking if could we get a show out of that?
Easily. Yeah. You'd be prepared to allow yourself to be filmed 24 hours a day while you do it?
No. No, I would not. But
I didn't think so.
Foxtel can turn your TV on and off. Did you know that, Tim? Yeah, I know. Tim wouldn't. He'd be running it through his computer.
Hang on. Foxtel remote can turn your TV on and off. I don't think that's true, Warren. I haven't got that TV.
Warren, it is it's an interesting process when we talk technology. In fact,
I might do a segment.
I think we need a segment on technology for you. Who's just told our audience that your brand new state-of-the-art television has to run through your computer for it to work.
No, I got that wrong.
You did, thank you. Nice.
It was the Wi-Fi. It had to go through the Wi-Fi.
Hey, I'm genuinely looking forward to speaking to David Mundy today, the
Freo
star. That is going to be a great chat. And Pap's going to join us. Is he coming in or just on the phone? He's on the phone.
No, he won't be coming in.
And then John from
Epping. He's living out in Rorty these days.
It's been a big week in sport and in general. So to wrap the week up, John from Epping, that's at 7:40. People want to know what time that is. Look at the messages coming for Wisp. This clearly says technology segment for me. Let's get on to that next week. News headlines at 6:30 with Alex. Well, that's more of the music. The discussion I've had with Tim during that 2 minutes, I wish we could have recorded it. I'm sure the good guy man, what's his name?
Peter.
I'm sure Peter.
Dino is the man at the good guys.
Yes, but Peter.
He set it all up for me.
Wisp now reckons Peter mightn't have.
I didn't say Peter didn't set up properly.
I said this to you.
Peter set up properly.
You said you couldn't find Foxtel. I said you turn your TV on if it's.
Yeah.
And this is how Peter would have set it up. And there it is. That's it.
You
got your remote, you go free to air, you go Foxtel, you click the Netflix if you want Netflix, away you go.
Well, why have I got two remotes in?
How could you not find Foxtel?
Because it wasn't on. I've got a Foxtel remote.
Yeah.
And I've got a new remote that came with the TV.
We don't need
which
that.
I do need it. That's the only way I can turn the TV on and off. And then that's got the Netflix little.
Yeah, that's right.
Thing that I hit.
Have you got the latest IQ
4? I've got the latest everything.
Small sport. This is an unbelievable discussion. I am also technologically challenged, but compared to you, I'm Bill Gates. Some more sport for national. Well, that's probably.
You be careful. You don't want to be Bill Gates at the moment. You've been reading about him.
I don't want to be. Bill
Did you
Gates.
Have that discussion or not?
No.
The Bill Gates discussion.
No Bill Gates.
Okay. All right. What's happening in sport? Yeah.
National tiles guaranteed lowest tile prices in Australia. NBL last night. Melbourne United beat the Wildcats by 8 points in Perth. Brisbane accounted for Sydney in the A League. Melbourne City thrashed Adelaide 4-1.
Why is the font so small this morning? I can't read that. Hang on a minute. I'll put my glasses on.
Man United fans have protested against the club's ownership at Old Trafford in the hours leading up to their home game against Liverpool. It hasn't helped them, given the score at the moment. What is the score in that game, boys? I just saw it. It was 3-1. Liverpool up.
Oh, they're up. They've scored another one after half time. And Aston Villa and Everton played out a scoreless draw earlier. Tim Payne has publicly backed former skipper Steve Smith to succeed him as Australia's test captain, saying the 31-year-old deserves another chance. Speaking at a dinner for the Chapel Foundation, Payne said, obviously, I don't make the decision, but the time I played with Steve as captain, he was excellent. What else is he going to say? Yeah, I'd support him if he wanted to get the job done again.
It'd be a bigger story if he said no. Australia's Olympic swimming hopefuls won't have to take their second shot of the Pfizer vaccine until after the June 12 Tokyo trials in Adelaide, following concerns it may impact their performance.
Did you see the Dolphin team yesterday? They were out there on the pool deck in their new Speedo uniforms. What did you think of it?
I didn't.
I was going to ask you about the fabric because that's your area of expertise, fabric.
That's it.
Whether or not they're going with some new type of fabric for the pool over there in Tokyo.
Ash Barty's into the quarterfinals at the Italian Open. World number two Naomi Osaka slumped to a straight sets loss. National tiles over 40 years are guaranteed lowest tile prices in Australia every day of the year. What a beautiful audience we have. Wisp, look at the care for you coming through here. Some think you've lost your marbles.
A lot do.
The rest of them said that they're happy to help you out. They wonder whether you turn your TV on and your garage door opens.
No, the oven comes on.
All righty.